91X News.
It's 5 degrees and light rain. I'm Kurt Weiss with 91X News. The jaws of life were used in the collision earlier today on Wallbridge Loyalist Road. A man was taken to Belleville General Hospital after he was taken out of his vehicle following that four-car collision that happened this morning. The Belleville Police is currently investigating the incident to determine what caused the crash. 7 students have minor injuries after a collision between a tanker and a school bus near Barrie. Police say that bus was turning left when it was struck by the tanker, and there were 16 students on the bus. 62-year-old bus driver of Bradford has been charged with a traffic offense related to making a left turn, and his name has not yet been released. The Canadian government promises not to obstruct in the current round of climate talks in South Africa. Environment Minister Peter Kent says Canada won't stand in the way of other countries who want to make a second commitment to the Kyoto Protocol.
Canada is not going to obstruct. Canada will recognize those countries that wish to take on a second Kyoto commitment. But we believe, with the United States, with Japan, with Russia, and others, that the future is in a new agreement.
Peter Kent says that new agreement would be much broader and fairer than Kyoto. Police say a couple of passing motorists likely saved the life of a senior whose car went into a rain-swollen ditch just this morning. Provincial police say the 72-year-old man lost control on a road in the southwestern Ontario community of Tecumseh and flipped into the ditch. Students in Ontario are smoking less cigarettes, but binge drinking is a growing health problem, according to the Center of Addiction and Mental Health. Co-author Robert Mann says another issue is teens smoking pot and then driving.
The rate of driving after cannabis use remains high and is, in fact, in this population, higher than the rate of driving after drinking. And I think that's a concern because there is increasing evidence that cannabis can impair your ability to drive.
The survey included more than 9,000 students across Ontario in grades 7 to 12. The doctor convicted of killing Michael Jackson has been sentenced to the maximum term 4 years behind bars. Dr. Conrad Murray was sentenced today, 3 weeks after a jury convicted the cardiologist of involuntary manslaughter. Superior Court Judge Michael Pastor chastised him for a horrific violation of trust in caring for Jackson.
This is an unacceptable, egregious series of departures from the appropriate standard of care, which undermine the physician-patient relationship and which are a disgrace to the medical profession.
Murray could serve half of the 4 years because of overcrowding in California jails. That's 91X to 202. Here's Harrison Perkins. He's got sports.
Thanks, Kurt. The Nashville Predators visit Calgary tonight. That game is just one of 8 games tonight around the NHL. The Sens visit the Winnipeg Jets and Columbus visits Vancouver. Taylor Hall of the Oilers could be out of the lineup for as long as a month. He is expected to miss 2 to 4 weeks with a left shoulder injury, the team said last night, following the 2-1 loss to the Nashville Predators. Hall says he's not going to change how he approaches the game.
I can't really change how I play. You know, it's just how I was kind of born. And, with that hit, I just probably got to just be a little closer to the boards and make sure that I'm not getting hit by him and the boards, just him. And it's kind of a rub out. But as far as that goes, no, I'm not going to change how I play. Just try and watch out for those hits.
The Kingston native has had 7 goals and 11 assists in 22 games this season. And keeping with the Limestone City, Kingston native Scott Harrington has been selected to attend the World Junior Camp, which starts Boxing Day in Calgary. Harrington is currently with the London Knights. While the Belleville Bearcats take on Peterborough tonight here at home, the Midget A girls tied the Whippy Junior Wolves 1-1 on Sunday afternoon. Puck drop tonight is at 6:30 at the Wally Denver Arena. That's sports. Here's Kurt Weiss with 91X Weather.
Today, just rain, about 15 to 25 millimeters, wind 20 kilometers per hour, and a high of 9. Tonight, more rain, that's about 15 millimeters, wind northeast 20 kilometers per hour, becoming 20 after midnight, and that's a low of 6. Tomorrow, rain mixed with wet snow, late morning and early afternoon, about 5 to 10 millimeters, 40 kilometer wind, that's gusting to 60 later on in the day. But that'll die down early in the evening with the temperature falling to 0. Right now it's 5 degrees. I'm Kurt Weiss with Harrison Perkins. 91X News is on the air and online. It's 91X.fm. News is next, 3 p.m.